prayer?
Yeah, when I was a kid I did. I was a little bit afraid to die. I'd heard of so many people diving into places and hitting their head against something or another.
Uh-huh.
I heard of a man one time, or a boy, diving into a creek. He's a high diver. And he'd dive into any place, whole water, he'd see large enough to dive into, and he'd dive into some creek that has cypress trees on it and has these cypress knees down in the creek. And there happened to be two cypress knees close together, and he'd dive in, and his head went between these cypress knees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's closed up on his neck here. And he stayed on there a long time, and the people out on the bank kept knowing, said, well, they're looking for him to come up way down yonder. Some of them dive a long way, you see.
Uh-huh.
And they noticed the water bubbling.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting his breath under there, strangling, and the water began to bubble. And one or two dived in there after him, but they couldn't find him. But he finally put his hands against his cypress knees, and he's that strong in his arm. And it's stout enough that he pressed on him hard enough to pull his head out of it, but he just peeled the hide off in his head on the sides that way. And I never was no hand to dive unless I knew what kind of place I was diving into. But I have knew people that went in swimming with people that dive, maybe it go half as far from here down at that camp house before they'd ever come up. They could hold their breath that long. But I never could do that.
He said he got in the water and
what
across?
Yeah, swim. Yeah, get in the water and swim.
Uh-huh.
Some people can swim on their back, but I never could swim on my back. I could swim on my stomach or on my side, but I never could swim on my back. But I have a cousin that's, he could swim on his back or he could walk in water. He could treadle the water with his feet. And he could hold his hands up this way and he'd just be going down the creek, treading the water. But I never did figure out how he did that.
He said he got in the water and then he what all the way
down? Yeah, he treadled it with his feet all the way down.
Or with his arms and legs, he what?
Well, he'd take his arms, legs, and he'd swim. And he'd get on his back and he'd work his feet that way. And he'd take his hands and he'd work them this way.
Uh-huh.
And he'd swim. Feet foaming, foot foaming that way. But I never could do that.
Talking about a child swimming, you'd say he got in the water and he what?
And he swam.
And several children have what in that creek have?
Is what?
Several children have.
Several children swam in that creek, yeah.
They, ever since they were small, they have.
Well, they'd swim, but the way we used to do them, we'd go and swim and we'd go down here. In Cedar, in Doug Lamona, where Cedar Creek runs in Doug Lamona, just above the mouth of Cedar, where Cedar runs in Doug Lamona, was a large deep hole. It was about 12, 15 foot deep in water. And the large boys and the grown men, they'd go in that deep water and they'd let the small boys go in the shallow part of the water, in different holes of water, some around close to that. And we'd swim in there and we'd dive in there and we'd finally get to ducking each other in there. For devil men, and but I never did like that. But for one time, there's a grown boy in there. He's bad about ducking the little boys, and there's a bunch of us little boys. Three or four of them got a hold of him. We'd go duck him. And when it went down, why I happened to be on the bottom, and they all fell on top of me. And I liked to strangle before. Well, did strangle a little before I ever did get out. And I told them then, I said, they should duck in. I said, I don't want no more of it. I'm through with it now. And I never did duck anybody else that way.
If someone got in the water and went all the way across, you'd say he has what?
He swam across.
And if you don't know how to swim, you get in the water, you could?
Well, sometimes you can float. Some people can float.
But it's dangerous to get in deep water.
It's dangerous getting water if you can't swim.
Because you might
drown.